Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Hello there, Dan. How's the Does mailman?
Okay. And look at this pile of Does letters we got here.
Boy, everybody's Does and everything, eh, Dan?
Sure. Here's a lulu of a letter from Portland, Oregon.
What's that?
From Mrs. J.W. Claypool.
Uh-huh.
She says Does is a knockout for her wash. So when her white Persian cat got car grease all over him, she does the cat.
Oh, does is the cat, huh?
Yep. Oh, hey, get this one from Clorinda, Iowa. Guess what Mr. J.V. Atwood does it?
What?
His teeth.
His teeth?
Yep.
Golly, teeth, cat, does, sure does everything. Oh, here's a swell letter from Los Angeles. Mrs. Emily Masters writes, "It really was a thrill to be complimented on my wash. Someone actually asked me how I got everything on my wash line so wonderfully clean. I pointed to my box of Does and said, 'There's the answer.' Well, Mrs. Masters, Does answers any wash day problem from the dirtiest to the daintiest. Because no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does. And D-U-Z spells extra safety for your pretty rayon undies. You know, ladies, when you Does everything on wash day, you're using the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdoes them all with its amazing combination. Only Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best.
Sure, ask Dan the Does mailman. Does everything.
Does invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Molly's device for bringing Elsie Warren and Mike Hilton together again seems to have worked out. When the two came back from their stroll, Mike informed Molly that Elsie had agreed to give him a chance to make good. But right now, Mike is about to do something which may undo Molly's best efforts. Mike got the idea of distributing the $25,000 in $500 amounts to every baby born to a serviceman's family in Greensville since Pearl Harbor. He had figured there would be about 50 babies, but it turned out that there were close to 100. And 100 times 500 comes to $50,000 and not $25,000. So Mike made a quick decision. He'd place one last bet on the horses. Listen.
Mike, what should I do?
Wait a minute, Grandpa. I'm looking for a telephone number.
Look, Mrs. Goldberg and Elsie are walking up and down the front of the house.
Grandpa, please, wait a minute. If I want to place a bet, I got to get it in before it's too late.
But Mrs. Goldberg is looking at the window. We promised to pull the window shade down when she should come in.
Wait until I get my telephone call in, Grandpa.
Can't you find the number?
No, I thought I had it in this address book.
So ask information. Look in the telephone book. Who came in? Who entered?
Stay outside. Mama can't keep Elsie outside much longer.
Well, Mike is looking for a number.
I got it.
But, Mike, before you do it, think again.
What is it?
Should I tell her, Mike?
Let me get the number first. It'll be too late to place my bet if I don't get it in now.
But, Mike, I just heard Elsie telling my mother that you promised her you'd never bet or gamble again.
Yes, I know, but this is my last time, and I got a good reason.
Remember, Rosalie, you gave Mike an idea to start a fund for babies. Soldiers' babies, all the babies that were born in Greensville since Pearl Harbor. He wants to start the Elsie Warren Fund.
But you have $25,000.
Yes, I know, but there were 94 babies born in Greensville since Pearl Harbor, and I want each baby to have $500 apiece, and $25,000 won't cover it.
But, Mike...
Excuse me. Hello? I want Walker. New York. Yeah, long distance. Walker, 4... 0689. Yeah. Now I want to speak to Curly Hammond. Yeah. And if you can't get Curly Hammond, get me Shorty. Just Shorty. Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Is it all right to pull the window shade down?
No, not yet, Rosie. Wait till I place the bet.
But Mike, if Elsie finds out that
you're... She won't, Rosie. Okay. I'll take it. Hello? Curly? Oh, that you, Shorty? Yeah, Mike. Mike Helton. Oh, no, no, no. This is long distance calling. Yeah, I'm still in Texas. Greensville, yeah. Look, Shorty, what's running that looks good to you? How's Lucky Boy in the third race? Hmm? How's 10 grand on the nose and 10 grand to show? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I gotta take care of some babies. Yeah, 94 of them. Okay. So, well, goodbye. Now you can pull the window shade down and let the girls come in. But look, be careful. No slips, do you hear?
Pull the shade down, Rosalie.
I am.
Mike, are you nervous?
A little.
Too nervous to answer a question?
Oh, I guess I can manage to answer a question.
I just want to ask, what if the horse drops dead for you?
Then you're just out of luck, Grandpa.
And you lose all the money that you put in the horse's nose?
Yep.
Foolish.
Did you ever watch the ponies run, Grandpa?
I saw horses run, fire engine horses, but not ponies.
In the newsreels, I did.
But to put a whole fortune on a horse, on a dumb animal's nose?
The air is so soft and gentle, I couldn't make up my mind to come indoors.
Mrs. Goldberg is getting to like our climate.
Indeed.
Michael,
you're going to come in the kitchen and help me fix some fresh coffee for the food.
I ain't much help in the kitchen, Elsie. Mrs. Goldberg will...
Michael, you make much better coffee than I do.
I'm just a little nervous, Elsie.
Come, Mrs. Warren, I can help you.
I don't know what you're so nervous about, Michael.
Rosalie, darling, why don't you go in the kitchen and make coffee? You know how to make a flat spoon for each cup.
How many cups?
Make 6, make 5, make 7.
Stop looking at your watch so much, Michael. Who are you expecting?
Mr. Goldberg, huh, Michael? With our tickets, Michael is nervous because he has to leave you, huh, Michael?
Yeah, sure. Who wouldn't be?
Well, it'll take me a little while to get my business settled. And I want to see Mary and Lenny married. And it's going to take you a little time to find a job, Michael. It's going to take you a little while to get used to working for a living, not playing for it.
Mazel tov.
What happened?
It didn't break.
No.
Mazel tov anyway.
You know what mazel tov means, Mrs. Warren?
No, what does it mean?
Well, it's a sign of good luck.
When two people get married, we always break a glass.
So let it be good luck for you and Michael anyway.
That's a little premature. After all, Michael and I aren't married yet.
You mean a slip between the cup and the lid? Well, we hope not.
Oh, here's the pieces.
Oh,
Don't you worry about
Elsie,
it.
Elsie, if that's...
That's
all right,
Michael. I've got it.
Hello?
Elsie, if it's for me...
Yes?
If it's for me...
Yes. Just a minute. Michael, somebody wants to talk to you about a bet you just placed. What did you hang up for, Michael? Maybe I know why.
Listen, honey... It was for you I placed this bet.
For me?
Honest, Elsie. You don't understand.
Well, don't confuse me. I understand only too well.
You don't, honey.
Oh.
Elsie, it wasn't for me. It was for the babies.
The babies? Michael, what are you...
The Elsie Warren babies.
What?
I mean the fun.
What are you trying to say?
Elsie, I wanted to get rid of the $25,000. You didn't want it. Mary didn't. Nobody did.
Is that why you were trying to increase it by betting? Did you think if you had more money, we'd be more easily swayed?
Oh, darling. Honey. Listen. Elsie, sweet. Stop your crying, honey. You break me up when you cry. Listen, Pat. I wanted to do something. Something fine for you. Something as fine as you are. So I thought up the idea of setting up an Elsie Warren fund here in Greensville.
A fund?
That's right. To give each soldier's baby born here since Pearl Harbor 500. I figured that there'd only be about 50 kids, but there was close to 100. And that meant I needed $50,000, not 25.
So you went back to the horses and broke your promise to me. That seemed the easiest way to you, didn't it, Michael?
Please, darling, try to...
I am, Michael. The horses seem the easiest way to make money now. Won't that always be true?
Hello.
Take it, Michael. Hello. I'm sure it's for you.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. No, I don't want you to ship the dough to another horse. Okay. The horse was scratched.
I don't know what that means. And I don't want to know.
This means that the horse didn't run and I still have the 25 grand. Oh, Elsie, honey, darling. It was only because I wanted each kid to have $500.
Don't talk to me, Mike Hilton. Don't talk to me. Why couldn't you give each baby $250 and not break your promise to me?
All right. All right, Elsie. I will, honey. I will, Elsie, darling. I was doing it for the babies and you, sweetheart.
Well, Mike has just approached his first hurdle. But it's a hurdle which he won't get over unless Elsie gives him a hand. Mike's intentions were certainly honorable, but can good intentions make a man? You know, sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take does, for instance. Now, you've heard me say does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too?
Say, that never occurred to me.
Well, then you've got a wonderful discovery to make. Do you want suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
You bet.
You get them with does. Do you want really fast action on grease?
The faster, the better.
You get it with does. Do you want extra kindness for your hands?
Of course.
Well, you get that with does, too. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You see, you get everything when you get does. Just try it. Watch how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. Notice you don't need to keep pouring in more soap. And see how easy does cuts through tough grease. You don't do any hard scouring. And notice how nice does leaves your hands. So soft and smooth. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Even in Mexico, they believe that time waits for no man. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. We can't win half a war. After Germany comes Japan. So save used fat. Strain it. Brush it to your butcher.